We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:44, 16 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning, May 16th. We're in the middle of May, and you know, that means our summertime routine, hot and humid, highs 90 and above, and a chance for afternoon showers. We're joined by Dr. Nada Sanders, Distinguished Professor of Supply Chain Management at Northeastern University, to talk about supply chain issues. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you, Tommy. Happy to be on. Have a little bit of a cold.
Thanks for taking...
Sorry about that.
Aw. Is it okay. Sinus or a cold?
Sinus. Sinus. Just a little
allergies?
Bit. You
did
know,
you COVID
I'm thinking
test?
That maybe it is. I did. I'm negative and I'm boosted. All of it. But just a little, I think it's allergies. But thank you for having me on. I'm really happy.
You know what? Hang on after we finish. Tim's going to make an appointment for you, and I'll check you out, okay?
Okay.
I'm one of the area's leading ENTs as well. Just kidding. Let's start with baby. Start with baby formula, if we can.
Yes.
What's the deal? What? How did we get here, and how do we fix it?
Okay. Really, really critical issue because of what we're obviously dealing with our children. But you know, Tommy, this is not from a supply chain standpoint, it's really not different compared to what we saw with the test kits, with the PPE. Do you remember, I think it was in 2020 when Governor Hogan actually, through his wife, ended up ordering 500,000 test kits from South Korea. So what's mm-hmm. going on is we have an industry that is highly consolidated. So you basically have four companies that control the market. I mean, this is really, really a bad place to be for something like this. Then what you have is an event that is not unlike any kind of supply chain problem that we've seen in the past. Problem is that we've had other shortages. Things have kind of, you know, slowed down because of the, you know, COVID. So what we have is a quality control issue in Michigan at the Abbott plant. Now, this is actually really serious. Two babies have died. This isn't just arbitrary. And I'm an operations person, too. I know how quality control works. It can be very difficult to get at the root cause. And it is my understanding that Abbott has indeed, and I don't want to point fingers because I truly don't know, but what I've been able to read is there are a lot of issues that have been violated from a quality standpoint. What that means is the FDA has basically said, you know, we have to stop until we identify this. But the problem, this is me, right? This has to continue. But just like what it was with the COVID test kits, you know, shortages are not uniform. So if you recall, I actually was in Massachusetts. I have family in Texas. I actually flew to Texas to get a COVID shot, which there were plenty of shots. Very similar kind of a thing. So we have shortages, and we could say, yeah, we've got the shortage about 43% across the country, but it's not uniform. So you have some areas, Tennessee, Kentucky, that are very high, and you have others that aren't. So what we need, we have to stop finger pointing. I mean, this is just really bothering me at this point. What we need is governors to work with the FDA, really push hard, because there are formula in Mexico, Ireland, Chile, Europe, that we could just put on a cargo plane now and ship over. And then it becomes an issue.
Really?
Where do we allocate?
So is it restrictions that are keeping it out of the country?
Yes, I think that there is an their FDA has to make the statement that they will allow those formulas to come in. But there are ample formulas, and think about where Mexico is. There are ample formulas. We could do this now. Now, I know there's been a lot of push to get the Michigan plant up and open. That is tricky, because if there really is bacterial problem, then the last thing we want to do, right, is start that up and then have, again, health issues. I don't even want to think about babies getting sick and bad things happening. But what I would do is I would immediately, today, now, get the FDA to approve, put on a darn plane these formulas in these countries. Now, I know people are calling for the DPA to get production going. What they don't understand, and this is exactly, Tommy, like we saw with COVID test kits, baby formula is highly specialized. You can't just get up, get a factory, give them money and tomorrow, get it up and going. It doesn't work that way.
Shut it down, boys. We're not making steering wheels anymore. We're making baby formula.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way, does it?
It doesn't. No. And that's what happened with the vaccines. I mean, people didn't realize. I mean, you're dealing with an item that is so specific and has to be monitored really carefully. So I think that we have this immediate problem. I would say, get these shipments. Where is it now? Number two, we got to look. I know that, for example, grocery stores have a database, data assembly, I think it's called, where they can actually track. I would immediately connect that with CVS, Walgreens, hospitals. They have formula. And then what I would do, and I was saying this with the COVID vaccines, what they need to do is start moving in short amounts product from where they have extra to where they need it. And they have to do it like today, Monday, immediately. And then also in the more immediate medium term and then long term, address the fact that you have this item that cannot be controlled by four companies that really control all the market, highly centralized. And this is the same with chemotherapy medication, diabetes, and these are medications you cannot get, like you said, you cannot get your local, body shop to start producing, no matter how much money you throw at them. This, I think, again, we need to address an immediate issue today and have the governors work with the president, with the FDA, immediately get the products that we have out on the shelf, get an algorithm to allocate. We have this. I mean, I
Doctor,
teach
let me
this.
Jump. I know you do, and that's why we love having you on. I just want to ask you this real quick, and
thank
I don't
you.
Mean to drag in the political vortex, but so I much know. Is being
Try
made
of
baby
it.
Formula being sent to the border. First of all, I don't know that I want any baby to starve anywhere. Secondly, is it a problem, really? Is that really a problem with the baby formula supply in the United States, what's being sent to the border, or is that so minuscule as to not make a difference?
Yes, it is so minuscule not to make a difference. But there is something I have to say. One thing that I love
yes,
about
ma'am.
You and your show is you are apolitical. You care about the person. And I care about people. So what's happening now is you're seeing this finger pointing. This is not your moment to triumph and point to the other outside. When you have babies that are hungry, this is dangerous. What they also don't understand is there is a law that whether, you know, it doesn't matter who's in charge of the president's office. This was with the previous administration. They were sending food and formula to the border. This is not
Professor, we're out of time. I appreciate you. I hope you come back on soon. I know you will. I hope you feel better. And like you, I would be a good student of yours because I'm just trying to solve problems. That's all I'm trying to do. And I think that's what you spent your life doing. Thank you, Doc.
Absolutely.
Have a good day. I hope you feel
Thank
better.
You so much.
Thank you. 6:54 time for traffic now on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.